So we start the second parak in Menachos Hakometz. This is known as Hakometz Zuta, mini Hakometz. And the reason it's called Hakometz Zuta is because the next parak is also going to start with the word Hakometz, but it's going to be a lot longer. So that'll be Hakometz Rabba. We have Hakometz Rabba and we have Hakometz Zuta. This one is Hakometz Zuta. And what it's going to teach us about, in particular, is the role of the Lavona when you bring a mincha. I was talking to Yaakov about this at the end yesterday. The role of the Lavona is really a little bit unclear. And part of that is just the general lack of clarity that we have regarding Menachos, because it's not something we see every day. You know, if you were to ask me what the role is of a Hadassim in a Lulav and Esrog, I would be able to tell you exactly what the role of the Hadassim are. You know, are they key to the entire mitzvah? What if you just have Hadassim? What if you have only the other three medium without the Hadassim? Yeah, I know all about Hadassim. You know, ditto for Havdalah. So I know, what do you do if you don't have Besamim for Havdalah? What do you do if you just get Besamim later? We know that. When it comes to a Mincha, the whole thing is so foreign to us that we have to dissect every part in terms of its relevant laws, specifically Pigul, because that's what comes up most, in order to try to understand what each component actually is about. So that certainly comes up regarding the Lavona that's in the Mincha, because I understand that the flour is the essence of the Mincha, that I get. And the oil also, because oil gets mixed in, so fine, that's integral to the mitzvah. But then you have the Lavona, which you learned about last week. The Lavona is part of the Mincha, but it's not part of the Mincha. It's part of the Mincha to the extent that you put it on, but it's not part of the Mincha, because when you do your Kemitza, you have to shove the Lavona over to the side. The Lavona doesn't go into the rest of the Mincha. So what exactly is this Lavona? So the answer is, it's actually a Machlokas Rishonim. The Gemara in Sota, Yedalad Amid Beis, I gave you the reference there on the sheet, tells us that the way you do your Lavona is you do the Kemitza. Okay, your Lavona is sitting on top. You shift it off to the side. You do your Kemitza from the Mincha. Then after that, you collect the Lavona and you put the Lavona on the Kometz and put the two together on the Mizbeach. That's the way the Gemara says it there, and the Rambam seems to rule that way. I gave you the reference there as well, Hachos Maaseh HaKorbanos. On the other hand, Rashi here on Amud Beis, as we'll see, as well as Tosfos on Daf Yudalid, are going to give us a different picture. They're going to say that the way that we do it is you do Kemitza, then you do your Haktara of the Kometz on the Mizbeach, after that you collect the Lavona, and after that you put the Lavona separately on the Mizbeach. So the way that the Rambam sees it, and the way that the Gemara in Sota sees it, is that your Lavona is going on the Mizbeach along with your Kometz. The way that Rashi is going to describe it here, and the way that Tosfos is going to see it as well, is that the Lavona is actually a separate mitzvah. It sits with the Kometz in the beginning, and then after that, the two diverge entirely. Two very different ways to look at it. The Mishnah of Malachah, the Rambam, wants to know what Rashi is doing here. But the Sfasemis points out that our Gemara, New Gimel Amid Beis, will actually be consistent with Rashi. You'll see that the Lavona is really a separate deal, not part of the Kometz, just they happen to converge geographically, so to speak. They end up together at one point. So we'll walk through it now and we'll see. But that's something to keep in mind in general. What this section is about is introducing us to the Lavona. So the Mishnah says, this we already know about. If you do your Kemitza planning to eat the Shirayim the next day, or planning to put the Kometz on the Mizbeach the next day, so Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Chachamim that it's Pigul and that you get Kares, a person gets Kares for eating from that. Why do we have to say Rabbi Yossi is Moda? Because in the Gemara and the Mishnah we're about to say that Rabbi Yossi is going to disagree on a related point. So in order to teach me that here he agrees, we mentioned that. The second case, lahakdir levonasa lamachar, this odd levona, is it part of the mincha, is it not part of the mincha? So if you do your kemitza planning that you're going to put levona on the mizbeach tomorrow, Rabbi Yossi Omer posel ve'in bo kares. Rabbi Yossi says, you know what? Your mincha is now posel, but there's no kares for eating it. In other words, that does not generate pigul for reasons the Gemara will discuss. V'chacham Omer pigul v'chayav and olav kares, and the Chachamim view it as part of the mincha. And they say, no, that generates pigul. Amru lo mashina zemen azevach. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, well, I don't understand. Why is this any different from when you have a karban, you have different parts of the karban, you have a mincha, you have different parts of the mincha. So Amar Lan, to which he replied, shazevach damo ubisaro ve'emur of echad. When you're dealing with an animal karban, the whole thing is a single unit. Ulavona eina mina mincha. The lavona, on the other hand, is not part of the mincha. Now, what that means, we're going to have to revisit, but that's what we have right now. The lavona is not considered part of the mincha. Okay. Good. So the Gemara asks, Lamali lemisna mode Rabbi Yossi bizu. Why in the Reisha did you have to say Rabbi Yossi agrees regarding the plan to eat the shirayim tomorrow, the plan to put the comments on the Mizbeach Lamachar? Why do we need to say mode Rabbi Yossi bizu? Mishum de kaboy lemisna seifa. And the answer is because they're going to want to say in the seifa, lahakdil of anas lamachar, Rabbi Yossi over pasal vein bokares. That when it comes to a thought of bringing the Lavona on the Mizbeach tomorrow, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. So mao disema, I might have thought that Rabbi Yossi's reason for disagreeing in the Seifa is going to extend back to the Reisha as well. I might have thought, time at Rabbi Yossi, Mishum de Kasavar, Ein Mefaglin Bachatzi Matir, Vafilo Reishanami. I might have said that Rabbi Yossi's Shita down the line is you don't do Pigol. Pigol is ineffective if it involves only half of the Matir, as Rashi says on the bottom line on the page. She Mechishev, after you get that, after you get the little interjection there, from the Balei Atosfos, he says, "Ein mefagel machatzi matir shem chishev lavod lemachar chatzi matir." Or lahakir lemachar avodas chatzi matir who the polig Rabbi Yossi. I might have thought the Rabbi Yossi says in general, if your thought is about part of the matir pigol, part of the matir, it's not pigol, and therefore back in our gemara vafilu reishanami, even in the opening case, if your plan is you're going to put the comments on the mizbeach tomorrow, it's also not pigol because you didn't have a thought about the lavona. Kamash Malan de Bahamoda. So it teaches me that no, he agrees on this point. Rabbi Yossi's rationale for his statement is not about anything other than Lavona. His thought is Lavona specific. That's the idea. Okay. We then get to the point in which he actually did have to agree with this. We said in the Mishnah, Lahakir Levonasa Lamachar, Rabbi Yossi Omer Pasol Vein Bokaris. So on the second line, you'd give him a Lamed Beis. Omer Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Omer Haya Rabbi Yossi, Ein Matir Mifagel Es Hamatir. Rabbi Yossi's position is that a thought you have in one Matir, in processing one of the Matirin, is not going to render the other Matir Pigel. That's the idea. If you take a look at Rashi, Ein Matir Mifagel Es Hamatir, he says, Ein Avodas Matir Zeh, Kigon Kometz, Moeles Lefagel Matir Ha'acher Halavona, V'machshavash U'machashiv Halavona, Bavodas HaKometz. He says, if I am working on the Kometz and I have a thought about the Lavona, that's not going to be effective in order to render the Matir Pigel. That's the same. I'm just looking at that Chita Mekubetzis to remember that that was actually something significant. Lefagel HaMatir HaAcher Kigon. No, it doesn't change it. Okay. So the idea behind Rabbi Yossi's statement, when Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah that your thought about the Lavona, Lahakir Lavonasa Lamachar, your thought about the Lavona while you're working on the Kometz is ineffective, it's because he says you're working on the Kometz. The Kometz and the Lavona are two separate entities. V'chein ata omer b'shnei b'zichei Lavona shalechem aponim. And the same thing is going to be true regarding the lechem aponim, the showbread that goes on the shulchan. We have these two spoonfuls of levona that are going to go on the mizbeach. She'ein matir mefagel es hamatir. That a thought about one, apparently we're saying, is not going to affect the other. So we have two statements of Rabbi Yossi. Number one, a general principle that Rabbi Yossi is saying, that one matir is not going to be mefagel the other. Thought about the Lavona when you're doing the Kometz is not going to actually affect the Lavona. And then second, we bring an example from the Lechem Aponim. So the Gemara asks, why did you need to bring an example from the Lechem Aponim? Our Mishnah was a good example. May v'chinata omer. What is this? Also, by the way, look at the Lechem Aponim. Because I would have thought, ma'u desema taima Rabbi Yossi belavona mishum delav mina deminchahi. I might have thought the reason why Rabbi Yossi says in our Mishnah that a thought about the lavona when you're bringing the kometz is ineffective is because the kometz is flour. The Lavona is frankincense. They're two entirely different things. Avo b'shnei b'ziche Lavona, but if they're both spoons of Lavona, like by the Lechem Haponim, dimina, it's of the same type, da'adadi, dimina, da'adadi ninu, they're considered to be of the same kind, ema mefagli ahadadi, I would have said, my thought about one of the spoonfuls of Lavona, when I'm bringing the other spoonful of Lavona, would actually be mefagil. That's what I would have thought. Mashmalan is teaching me it's not so. So not only is it true regarding a thought about the Lavona when I'm doing the Kometz, but it's even true about a thought about one spoonful of Lavona when I'm bringing the other. So the Gemara says, wow, is that really true? Is that really true? I mean, you're telling me that when Rabbi Yossi said it's not of the min, that it wasn't what I thought it meant? In other words, I thought it's not of the min means they're two different species, such that if I had thought about Lavona when I'm bringing Lavona, it would be pigle. Now you're telling me it's not so. Umi matis amrit taimad Rabbi Yossi b'Lavona lav mishum d'lav mino d'min chahi. Are you going to tell me Rabbi Yossi's reason is not exactly what we said until now? And you're telling me, therefore, that Rabbi Yossi will believe that Lavona will not make other Lavona pigul? Is that really true? Vakatani Seifa. But wait a minute, we said it in the end of our own Mishnah. Amrulo Mashinsa Minazevach. They asked him, what's the difference, or Mashinazu, what's the difference between the Lavona case and pigul by a carbon? And Omar Len, he replied, Hazevach Dama Ubisarova Emurav Echod Ulavona Eina Min HaMincha. And his answer was that by a carbon, all the different parts are part of the carbon. Lavona is not of the Mincha. And my assumption is that when he says not of the Mincha, he means that it's because Lavona and flour are two different things. But Lavona and Lavona, one really should affect the other. So what does Eina Min HaMincha mean if that's not what it means? My Eina Min HaMincha, what do you mean when you say it's not of the Mincha? Eina Be'ikuv Mincha is what it means. It's not literally that which will obstruct the Mincha. That's the idea. We'll finish the line and then we'll see it in Rashi. Delav ki hechi dema'akev lu kometz l'shirayim. He says it doesn't work the way the kometz works. The way that the kometz obstructs, the kometz is a requirement for permission to eat the shirayim, such that we say if you didn't put the kometz on the mizbeach, you can't eat the shirayim. So too the lavona, if you didn't put the lavona on the mizbeach, you can't eat from the shirayim of the mincha. He says it's not true. Ela iboy haimakte bereisha, iboy haimakte bereisha. You can put the kometz on the mizbeach first. You can put Lavona on the Mizbeach first. That's the idea, and that's what the Mishnah Lamelech, that's what the Sfasemis points out, going back to what we said in the very beginning today, supports the idea of Rashi and Tosfos, that you put up your mincha, your kometz, on the Mizbeach separate from when you put up the Lavona. As opposed to the Gemara in Sota and the Rambam, who say that they go up together. This Gemara makes it sound like you could put the kometz on the Mizbeach now, you could put the Lavona later, it doesn't make a difference. And so Rabbi Yossi's idea, as we're explaining it here, is that the reason why a thought about Lavona, this is the key point to take away from this discussion, the reason why Lavona, a thought about Lavona doesn't make the Lavona pigul when you're working on the kometz, is because these are two separate haktaros altogether. These are two separate mitzvos that happen to converge. But they're really not part of the same avodah. If you take a look at Rashi, he says, the Eina Ikuv B'mincha, it's about eight thin lines down. Eina Ikuv B'mincha, Kolomar, meaning, La'olam taima mishum de'ein matir mefagelas hamatir. The reason that Rabbi Yossi makes his statement is because these are two separate matir and one not influencing the other. V'achi kamar lo, and this is what he's saying. Hazevach kulo echad. When you're dealing with an animal carbon, the whole thing is one. V'adam hu matir sa'emurim. You put the dam on the mizbeach, now you're able to process the emurim. Hilkach, therefore, kichishe v'ala emurim chutz lizmano b'sh'as avodas dam lav shnei matirininu. So if I think about what I'm going to do with the emurin, at the time that I am doing the avoda with the dam, it's effective. That thought is effective because they're not two separate matirin, they're of the same entity. Ava levona, eina ma'akeves mincha. But levona does not obstruct the mincha. Eina mechlal ikuv shirayim. It isn't something that holds me up from eating the shirayim. The eina kometz ma'akev, or de eina kometz ma'akev ha'levona mehaktir. Not having done the kometz does not keep me from putting the levona on the mizbeach. Ki eri de ma'akev shirayim. In the way that it would prevent me from eating the shirayim. Hilkach havi levona matir bifnei atzmo. Therefore, the levona is its own separate matir. The last few lines they take out in the margin, they put it in the next Dibur Masel, but the same idea of Amarin matir mefagelas hamatir. The point of Rabbi Yossi's stance is that the levona and the kometz are really two separate mitzvos.
The Gemara asked the question. Isn't that a kasha in the Gemara?
No.
That it should also apply in the Gemara answer.
Yeah. Our challenge had been how to understand the position of Rabbi Yossi, right? That was our question. How do you take Rabbi Yossi? So Reish Lakish had answered by saying that Rabbi Yossi's position is Ein Matir Mefagel Es HaMatir. And then he brought the Lechem Aponim example as well. And we asked, what do you get out of Lechem Aponim? And his answer was that even Lavona won't be Mefagel Lavona. To which the Gemara said, really? Of course Lavona is Mefagel Lavona. So now I come back to how I understand Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara's answer is, you know how you explain Rabbi Yossi. The way you explain Rabbi Yossi is that the Lavona is separate from the Kometz. And now I'm happy. Now I understand Rabbi Yossi fully. I have no problem with Rabbi Yossi. My problem is only going to be, what about the Rabbanon? Now how do I take it?
The Gemara answer that it's not part of the Ikuv. But the Gemara says it is part of the Ikuv. Okay, now you might well learn.
No. I'm sorry. That's not the way to read. The theory is the idea. That's not the way to read the line.
Now, the whole difference is Levine is not part of the Mincha because you could. There's no order.
Right. No. But the way. No. Watch the way the line reads. I think we may be saying the same thing, just breaking up the words differently. But watch the way that I read it is this. His answer begins with the word "mai." Mai eina min ha-mincha. What did you mean when you said it's not of the mincha? Eina bi'ikuv mincha. It's not something that will obstruct the mincha. Delav. One second. Watch the. No, because the Gemara needs to explain it. Delav ki hechi de'ma'akiv lu komets le'shirayim. De'kama delav misketer komets le'masach le'shirayim. Hachanami. He says, I would have wanted to say, and I think you're reading this as a question, I'm reading it as a statement, but it's setting up the same idea.
Why isn't it, so more like asking, so why isn't the line also part of the pickle process?
Right, so I don't think you need to put a question mark there. It's the same idea. You're just putting a question mark where I'm not. But he sets it up by saying, by the comments, this and this is what happens, that it does obstruct. Ella Iboy, hi Maktabaresha, Iboy, hi Maktabaresha.
That's why the line is not part of the pickle process.
So
they do it before even.
Correct. So the Gemara now asks, back to you, Rabbanan, what are you going to do with this idea? The Rabbanan, according to you, Rabbanan, what are you going to say regarding the ability of one matir to be mefagel a different matir? Ki amrinan, ein matir mefagel as hamatir, the rule that one matir is not going to render another one pigul, jump the parentheses, hanimili echad lo ikbu b'chad mana. That's where they're truly separate. They haven't been put into the same kli. Abal echad the ikbu b'chad mana kechad dami. You put the Lavona in the kli with the comets. Granted, you push it off to the side when you do the kamitza, but they sat in the same kli. That means that they are one unit. If they were really two separate mitzvos, they wouldn't be sitting in the same kli. That's the idea expressed by the Rabbanan. Rashi gives you the example, Kikum Gabe Kipsei Atzeres, from the Seifa of the Mishnah, which we haven't seen yet, but we're going to see that in the bottom of this page. So, in terms of trying to figure out what exactly this Lavona is, we have now come to the understanding that Rabbi Yossi says Lavona is completely separate from Mincha, and happens to occupy the same space, and the Rabbanan say no, it's actually part of the Mincha. We now get a second case to walk through on this. Amar Rabbi Yani says, Likut Lavona bizarre puzzle. He says, if a czar does the collection of the Lavona to put it on the Mizbeach, it's puzzle. I view that as an Avoda. My time, a why? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Mishum Holacha Nag Uba. He says, we enter into this because of Holacha. Rashi explains, Mishum Holacha Naguba, but first see the Rashi Likut Lavona, because that's what Rashi makes clear, that he disagrees with the Gemara in Sota about what you're doing with your Lavona. Rashi says, Likut Lavona, Dila Achar Haktaras HaKometz Haya Melaked HaLavona Me'al HaSoles Umaktiro. That after you put the Kometz on the Mizbeach, you're doing the Lavona. It's very clear, clearly against that Gemara in Sota. I should have brought you the Gemara and Sota on the sheet, but what are you going to do? The Mishum Halacha Naguba, he says, Shezeshe or Shezor Shalikta Unesana LaKohen Miet Behiluch HaKohen. When the Tzar takes it and gives it to the Kohen, he minimizes the travel that the Kohen does. He knocks out Halacha. V'Halacha Achas Min Avodos. And we know Halacha is an Avodah. D'Garmina Mizavachim. We deduce it from animal korbanos. D'Chzibu Halacha, where the Torah actually says, D'Chzib V'Krivu B'nei Aharon. The Avagav de Amar Mar Zuka Balas Adam, granted that we've learned that if Yukrivu B'nei Aharon refers to receiving the Dam, Afilu Achi Lashon Halachahu, you can't get around the pshat in the words, which is that they are going to actually walk from point A to point B. That's Halacha. Kedamrinim B'Sav HaKol Chayavin B'Ri'iyah, as the Gemara Chagiga says. So he says, it is Halacha. Halacha is an Avoda, and if you bring if you collect the Lavona and bring it to him, you've now reduced his Halacha. That means what you're doing is an act of Halacha.
Take it out from the Lavona, take it out.
Yes. And then you put it on the Mizbeach.
So what is that? Like, is it something like
this? It's a powder.
How can you take it out? From the
same way that you do the kmitza of the Soles. It's on top. It's not mixed in. Remember, this is an important point. Yes, the Gemara had it a couple of days ago. When you do your kamitza of the solas of the flour, or with a mincha that's been baked already, same idea. But you're going to shove the lavona off to the side and make sure it's not mixed in.
It's not mixed at all.
No, you don't want it mixed in, because if you do your kometz and you have lavona mixed in, you actually have disqualified your kometz. So please don't mix them. Okay, careful. So again, Rabbi Yannai says if a czar does it, it's possible. And Rabbi Yomi explained it's because you have reduced the halacha of the kohen. So what you are doing is an act of halacha. And if your name is czar, that's no good. Kasavar halacha shelo beregel shema halacha v'halacha bizar psula. So really, the czar didn't necessarily even walk anywhere. All he did was scoop up the lavona. And hand it to him, correct. Nonetheless, I consider that to be an act of halacha, such that if a czar did it, it's possible.
The train itself is not moving. He's standing there.
Correct. No one's standing.
I don't think that the czar, what you were
mamait was the movement of his arm, not the movement of his feet.
Right, so the riot of the halacha, shalim and regal, shalim and halacha, not only from the czar, it's also a riot from the kite.
In a chenami.
Right?
Yes, you're not reducing anybody's leg movement. That's correct. His pedometer is going to have the same number of steps on it. So Amar of Murray. Rav Murray says, Afa nanami tanena. He says, yeah, I learned this too. Zeh klal. This is what I learned. This is the rule. Kola komets v'nosein b'kli. If you do the kemitza, you put the kometz into the kli, and then you walk it to the mizbeach, and then you are makhtir on the mizbeach, end of quote. So he says, I want to show the parallels between that and the avodos by a zebach. Bishlama kometz hainu shochet. Right? Taking the kometz, taking the fistful, that's the equivalent of shechita. Molech nami hainu molech. Walking it is walking it. That's the same thing that happens by an animal carbon or by a mincha. Maktir, putting the kometz on the mizbeach, hainu zorek. That's yizrikas hadam. Ela nosein bekli maika avid. But what's this practice of putting the kometz into a kli? What avoda is that? Ile mamishim dedami lekabalah. If you're going to tell me, well, it's like Kabbalah's Hadam, I'll tell you they're not comparable. Midami, how could they be comparable? Hasam Mela, when you do Kabbalah's Hadam, you hold the kli, and the blood goes into the kli. You don't put the blood into the kli. Hacha Kashag of a Remi, here you're picking up the kometz and putting it in. Two different things. Ella, rather, can I show from here that avoda is like halacha? Mishum dekevin delo sagile delo avad la. Since the necessary step, you can't do your kemitza without. You can't do your mincha. You couldn't do your mincha without the step of putting the mincha into the kli. Therefore, that means it's an avoda. Any action that is necessary is defined as an avoda. Al karchach mashvala ke kabbalah. And therefore, even though they're not really physically comparable, we compare that to kabbalah. And that's what I would say regarding the kometz. And hachinami, here too, regarding the lavona, kevin delo sagila delo avadla. Since you can't get around needing to do the likut lavona, collecting the lavona, scooping it up, avoda chashuvahi, it's a significant avoda. Karchach mashvi laka halacha. So we'll say it's like halacha, and therefore if a czar does it, it's no good. His argument is this is a physically necessary step. To which the Gemara says, not necessarily. Second wide line, end of the line. La'olam didami lekabbalah. I will tell you that the reason why doing the likut is no good if a czar does it, is because it is like Kabbalah, not because of your explanation. And as far as your question, well, Kabbalah's Hadam, you're just holding a kli and the blood is going in on its own. Here you're doing the intervention of picking up the lavona. He says that's not a significant point. Yes, they're physically different, but it's irrelevant. The key point here is Kedushas Kli, as Rashi says, Kudushas Kliu, de Mekadesh Mekabel Dam Bekli, Vanosein Bekli Mekadesh. When you're dealing with the Dam, the Mekadesh or the Mekabel is actually the one who is catching the blood in the Kli, and doing that, putting the blood into the Kli, is what creates the Kedusha. Hachanami Komets Bekli. The same thing is true regarding the Komets that's going into the Kli, but Davarzet Domen, and in this manner they are similar. Avalikut Levona, but picking up the lavona, delo dami lecha de mehanach lava vodahi. However, picking up the Lavona, I would say, is not considered to be similar. He says, when you say it regarding the Kometz, putting the Kometz into the Kli, he says that's a necessary action. By the Lavona, I would have said, is not necessarily the same thing, because Mali Mamela, Mali Kashaka Varami, what's the difference between whether it happens automatically or whether you put it in yourself? So I'm sorry. Right, so what he's doing is this. We said that the reason why Likud is an Avoda and a Zar is disqualified is because you are reducing the actions that are necessary for the Kohen to do. We keep that idea. The Gemara then wanted to prove this, to provide support, based on the analogy we draw between Kometz of the Mincha and Shechita and processing of an animal carbon. And the Gemara says, you can't make that comparison. Correct. And the Gemara then says, you can't make that comparison. The reason why putting the Kometz into the Kli is parallel to the Zuika, is parallel to the Kabbalah Saddam, is because both of those are going to be a case of Kedushas Kli, as opposed to the Lavona, which is not going to be viewed that way, and therefore that's not a good source. You can't bring any proof from there. However, we go back to the idea still that you reduce the movement of the Kohen, and in that sense, this is still considered to be an Avoda. That's the idea. The upshot then is that the nature of Haktara of the Lavona is still unclear to us. That's the upshot. Yes, Likud literally is to gather, but you're picking it up with your hand. I don't think you're doing a Kometz action with your fingers in that sense, you know, the whole bit. And that you're not doing. Yes, there would have to be, I think, still the Kizayas, otherwise it's not a Haktara. There's Ein Haktara Pachus, I mean Kizayas, yeah. No, not the Lavona, not the Kometz, the Lavona. Yeah. The rule is there's no such thing as Haktara less than a Kizayas, so you'd have to have a minimum of a Kizayas of the Lavona. We don't know. Someone actually emailed me yesterday wanting to know what the shear is of the Bazichin. The only thing we know is that they hold more than a Kometz, but I don't. Beyond that, I can't tell you how big a Bazach is. Okay. Mishnah. The Mishnah now says if you have pigul thoughts about half of a zevach, we need to discuss that. So shnei kevasim, the two lambs of Shavuos, right? Remember, you bring the shlamim, you bring two lambs, and along with them, you bring two loaves of bread from the new wheat. That's what you do. And Rashi explains shein alechem kadosh ale b'shchidas shnei kevasim. Quoting the Gemara, we'll see later on in Menachos, he says the bread only gains its kedusha when you shech the lambs. The b'shchidas shnei kevasim shlamim. However, huskaku imo b'tenufa, and the reason is because they are put together in terms of tenufa when you actually pick up the lambs and the bread together as part of the avoda. So the Mishnah says, "Shachad shnei kevasim lechol achas menachalos lamachar." If you shechted the two lambs with a plan that you were going to eat one of the loaves tomorrow, so on the one hand, I'll say it's not the same min, right? One is lambs and one is bread. On the other end, they're part of the same karban. Or hikdir shnei bezichin, the case we talked about. Lechol echem en asedarim lamachar. You have the lechem haponim, right, the showbread, and you take one of the elements of frankincense, one of the spoonfuls of frankincense, and put it on the mizbeach, planning to eat from the bread tomorrow. So he says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, oso achalav, oso asedir shechishev olav, pigul v'chayav en olav kares. V'asheni, posel v'ein bo kares. So he says, you know the way this works? This is incredible. He says, your pigul thought is effective. Everybody agrees your pigul thought is effective. The only question is, how effective is it? If I think about bringing one of the loaves, eating one of the loaves at an improper time, the other loaf is not going to be pigul. Only that loaf is pigul. It doesn't affect the entire thing. And the chachamim say, no, the whole thing is going to be pigul. So the Rabbi Yossi says, one is pigul. The chachamim say, all of them become pigul. You thought of eating it at the wrong time. Yeah.
What's the difference that you can't...
The difference is, what if I eat the other loaf? Right? According to Rabbi Yossi, that other loaf is fine. Go ahead, eat it. It's part of a kosher carbon. Right. But the Chachamim say, pigul of part of the carbon means the entire carbon is pigul. You can't separate it out. They're both...
Well, because it's to both of these, it's considered
yeah,
one.
Yeah, absolutely. They're definitely all considered one. If I brought my carbon, forget pigul for a moment. If I brought the carbon and I only brought one loaf of bread, the carbon would be disqualified. They're part of the same carbon.
Yeah.
So how could you tell me that, Rabbi Yossi?
The thing is, when you make it pigul, the carbon's not offered. So you still have to bring...
No, the korban was offered. I already did it. I did it. I put it on the mizbeach with a thought about the achila. So that's the...
So do you have to... You still have to do the thing to be merasa? So
yes.
According to Rabbi Yossi, could you use the one that...
But if I eat the other loaf, is that pigul or not? Whether it's merasa or not doesn't change the pigul status. So this is a very hard statement to understand. This is not simple and straightforward. And the Gemara needs to revisit Rabbi Yossi. Omer Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Omer Haya Rabbi Yossi... Pigul b'yerach shal yamin, lo nispagel ha'yerach shal smol. You want to know how far Rabbi Yossi goes? It's not just bread. If you have a thought when you're doing a zrikas hadam by a karban, they're going to eat the right thigh of the animal at the wrong time, the left thigh is not pigul. Only the right thigh is pigul. And that's how far we go with Rabbi Yossi. My taimo, why? So we're going to get two answers here, and then a third answer on your dalet amud beis. If you want, I'll tell it to you logically. If you want, I'll give it to you from a pasuk. First of all, logic. He says, your thought of pigul is no stronger than an act of communicating tumah. Right? This is quantum tumah, spooky action at a distance. If you have one thigh of the animal here and one thigh of the animal over there, and you touch this one with something tummy, that doesn't make the other one tummy. The other one is a separate unit. It's physically separate. It doesn't become tamei. That's a very interesting argument, because tumah ordinarily does not follow the laws of physics. But that's what he says. Viva is a makra. Or if you want, I'll give you a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'nefesh ha'ochelas mimenu avonat tisa." The pasuk says, if someone eats from pigul, he bears his sin avonat tisa mimenu, but he eats from it v'lo mechaveru, and not from the other one. So my pasuk teaches me that it's only that about which you had the thought that's going to be pigul. It doesn't affect the rest of the korban. That's argument number two that he's going to bring. Argument number three he's going to bring is from a pasuk regarding the lechem apanim, that the loaves are separate entities. That's going to be it's going to be a separate discussion just about the loaves. We'll get there, God willing, tomorrow. But for now we have two explanations. So Eisve Rav Nachman the Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, I don't understand. La'olam ein bokaris. We learned la'olam ein bokaris ad sheyafagel b'shtehen. The statement is that the neither loaf becomes pigul unless you have a thought about both of them. Clear, that's not Rabbi Yossi. So he says, b'kizayis b'shtehen in. Be'achas mehen lo. When we say pigul from shtehen, what we mean by that in this anonymous brisa is you have to have a kezias taken from both loaves in order for it to be pigul. Your plan has to be to eat a kezias from both loaves in combination. If you take a look at the table I brought at the bottom of the sheet, that was my attempt to sort this out. The top line is the brisa, and it says, if my thought is about a kezias from one loaf, nothing, there is no impact. If my thought is about a kezias from both loaves combined, then it's pigul and both loaves become pigul. So now, who is this brisa going to match? We can walk down the table before we do it in the Gemara. The Rabbanan said that both are now pigul, whether your thought is about one loaf or your thought is about both loaves. So the Chachamim are going to disagree with this brisa in terms of a thought of kezias from one loaf. Rabbi Yossi said, if your thought is a kezias for one loaf, only one of them is pigul. And if your thought is a kezias from both loaves combined, he isn't going to mix them at all. So he's definitely disagreeing with the Brisa. He'll say you didn't have a thought about a kezias at all. So it's neither Rabbanan nor Rabbi Yossi. That's the Gemara asks. The Mani, one line up from the bottom, middle of the line. Mani, who is the author of this Brisa? The Brisa said, "Kezias b'shtein in be'achas me'an lo." If you have a kezias from both combined, that's when it's pigul. If you have a kezias from one of them in mind, then no, then it's not. So Mani, whose view is this? That's my question. If it's the view of the Rabbanan, their argument will be that nothing is pigul where you have a thought about one of them. Then both of them are pigul. Sorry, right. If you have, right. I'm just looking at Rashi. I think I have one thing wrong in the chart. Be'achas me'an Rashi says lo nispagla chaverta. I believe that Rashi is saying that in the Brisa, when it says if you do a kezias from one loaf, the ein bokaris ad sheyafagel b'shtehen, it sounds like he's saying be'achas me'an that one of them is pigul. It doesn't fit the wording of the Gemara. That has to be wrong. I'm not going to change it right now. The Brisa is saying that either you need a kezias from both loaves or nothing is pigul. That's what the Braisa is saying, and I'm that can't be what Rashi is saying. So again, it's not the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say even if you have a thought about one loaf, they're both pigul. So that's for sure not true. Ela pshita Rabbi Yosi, it's got to be Rabbi Yosi. But iamet bishlamachad gufahu mishumachi mitzdarif. If you're going to tell me that they're considered to be a single thing, a single entity, therefore if I have a kezias from both loaves together, they combine. Ela, but on the top of yadalad amad alef. But iamet tre gufay ninhu. If you're going to tell me they're two separate bodies, mi mitzdarfi. Do they really combine? Rabbi Yossi doesn't believe they combine. He believes they're separate bodies. If he didn't think they were separate bodies, he would have said that when one is pigul, the other is pigul too. So the Gemara answers, Hamani, you know who the author is? Rebbe he. It's another view. It's Rebbe. Disanya, Brisa says regarding Korbanos, regarding Zvachim, Hashochet es hakeves leechol chatzi zayis mechal azu, v'chein chavero leechol chatzi zayis mechal azu. You shecht the carbon planning to eat an olive-sized amount from this challah, and then you shecht the other lamb, planning on an olive, on half an olive from a different loaf. So Rabbi Omer, Omer Anisha Zek Kosher. Rabbi says in that case it's kosher. Because you shafted one of the kvasim with one loaf in mind, and one of the kvasim with the other loaf in mind, and it was a chatzi zayis for each one. Time of the reason why it's kosher, da'amar chatzi chatzi, is because you said half each time. Avalamar kezayis mishnehen. But if you shechted one lamb planning to have a kezayis between both of them, mitzdareif, Rebbe would say that it's pigul for both. So to compare it back to that brisa, he agrees that a zayis from both loaves does combine. A zayis from one loaf he doesn't comment on. So we can assume that he is in agreement. So that brisa will in fact be Rebbe. All that does is push back the question still. I still don't know, but what's Rebbe's svara? Where's the logic? But that we'll have to come back to, God willing, tomorrow.